cloud. Methodism is the largest Christian denomination in Fiji, and the Methodists had been hoping last week to hold their annual conference in the capital, Suva, but permission was withdrawn at the last moment by Fiji's military government, which also banned all other gatherings by the Methodist Church except for Sunday worship. Relations between the church and the government have been fraught ever since the overthrow 5 years ago of the democratically elected Prime Minister by Commodore Frank Bainimarama. The BBC's John McManus has been following the story. And why are relations so bad between the Methodist Church and the military government?
Well, the Methodist Church has been caught up in the political turmoil that's engulfed Fiji over the last few years. Fiji itself is a country that's made up of Fijians, ethnic Fijians, and also Fijians of Indian origin, the descendants of labourers who were brought to the islands at the end of the 19th century. Now, there have been some long-running disputes in Fiji between these two groups, which centre around issues like land ownership and political power. Against this backdrop, there was a military coup in 2006. Commodore Bainimarama said he wanted to seize power to reunite the country and get rid of these ethnic divisions. He suspended the constitution, he sacked judges, and he rules by decree, all measures which he says are necessary to stabilise the country. The church says that because most Methodists, most of its members, are ethnic Fijians, the military view them as a source of possible opposition to their modernising agenda. For its part, though, the Methodist Church says that it's not part of any formal opposition to the government, and in fact they say they've been working behind the scenes in order to try and mend relations.
But the military government clearly anxious that Methodists don't gather to discuss perhaps their grievances.
Yes, and I think it's fair to say that the Methodist Church itself is very surprised by the sudden cancellation of this year's conference. This has now been banned for 3 years running. And also the measures which have followed this. These measures mean, according to the church, that they can't hold any kind of meeting except worship on a Sunday. So such things as choir practice or women's groups, parish council meetings, anything that might take place during the week, have all been banned. Now, I spoke to an official at the Fijian High Commission in London. He denied there was an outright ban, but I have been shown evidence by the Fijian Church which shows that they are interpreting this latest government move as an outright ban on any gathering except Sunday worship.
And is the military government targeting other groups?
Yes, they are. There have been recent protests by international trade union movements at the suspension of workers' rights within the country. The regime has suspended key pieces of employment legislation which protected workers' rights. So, for example, thousands of public sector workers have had their rights removed in relation to discrimination issues, the